is one of the things that frustrated Dr. Tedros very much. As much as he warned the world what to expect and to ask the world to prepare and get ready for this spreading to their countries, most countries didn't listen to him. And I think this is one of the things that, in hindsight, they would probably now wish they had. Certainly the ones in Europe and also in the US. I think, on the other hand, countries in Asia who had previously experienced SARS and so on, I think they were much more ready to be able to understand the risks and also be able to develop plans to make sure that they were ready for this to happen again. So I think that there was a very big difference between Europe and the developed countries, if you will, and countries in Asia which had experienced SARS previously and so forth, who were much more ready and much more able to respond.
So before I go to Dr. Yang Meiji, Professor, do you think that the biggest leadership role of the government in times like these very unprecedented, very difficult times, which one is a more important trait? Is it transparency? Is it preparedness from before? Or is it quick response or responsiveness to be agile, to pivot, to adapting to the rising pandemic?
I think it's probably all three to some degree. I think certainly it's very important to have some pandemic planning in place. And one of the things that's helped Australia certainly has been having the influenza pandemic plan well organized and ready to go at a moment's notice. Although there are many differences between influenza and COVID-19, there certainly is a lot of similarity in terms of how you respond. So I think in that sense, having those pandemic plans ready was very, very important. I think also, though, being able to get all your country behind you in terms of being able to be very transparent what's happening is absolutely crucial. And that transparency was really important in Singapore and also in South Korea, as Dr. Lee will tell us in a moment. But I think that we were much better able to respond quickly in many countries in Europe, which have much more bureaucratic processes in place, making it much harder for them to respond rapidly. Okay.